If you hammer it, screw it, fasten it, tighten it, cut it, seal it, bend it, solder it, or just want to know how, you're in the right place. Now, back to Rosie on the House.
So we got through lightning last segment.
Yes, we did.
Kaboom!
Well, what if that lightning just so happens to hit a transformer leads into the electricity into your line?
That's better than the 4th of July, baby, when that happens.
Or natural surges in the power that come into your home. Every single thing that uses electricity in your home is constantly under attack daily by surges in the electric system, and that will degrade the life of everything that you have plugged in. Computers, TVs, washing machines, refrigerators, air conditioning unit. These little surge protectors you get for $12 and these strip protectors, I mean, they're made to for one-time use protection.
At best.
At best. But Mr. Bob Ross has a whole house surge protector that is a second part of this protection from, we got lightning, and now the surge into our electrical lines. Tell us about the one whole house surge protector.
Okay, I need to add one more thing about lightning protection. Once it's in, it doesn't need maintenance. It doesn't need anything. It's there permanently, and that's it. You don't have to pay a monthly fee. You don't have to have inspections. It's there for good.
Good point. So, excellent.
And the surge protection, you know, everything you buy now in electronics, they say, we advise surge protection. Buy a surge protector. And there's a lot of them around. The ones that you plug into the wall, they have a joule rating, J-O-U-L-E, and it's a storage rating. Once that stores up the surge, either a light will go on or go off and say replace it. And it's only a capacitor. So if it's 80% filled and you get a real good surge, it's not going to be able to handle it. So we use called SICOM, and we put one in your master panel, and what it does, if you have 220 volts, which everybody does, it monitors each line. And if anything goes up over 250, and it has to be 250 because some houses have 125 volts on each line, so it would be 250. But even if it was 1 volt over, it opens up in 5 nanoseconds, you know, which is 5 billionth of a second, discharges it into the ground, and closes back up. It's called electrovoltage. So when you install one of those, it's there for good. And anything connected to the electrical panel would be protected. So if there was a lightning strike or if there, you know, was a surge, which if you had a real good meter and you plugged it in, you could watch that needle move. And it's coming from the electric company. It's coming from load shedding. It's coming from a lot of different things. This will maintain your electric, because anytime the company will say that it'll increase anything you have solid state by at least 20 to 30 percent. Check it out, so I can't really tell you, but it does work that way. A lot of people have their garage door openers go, their computers, all the fine stuff, because everything is getting smaller and smaller, so it's getting so much more sensitive to electric.
So we put the
SICOM on, and then if you have a dish or you have cable that's coming in from a separate line, we put a surge protector on that. So because sometimes a surge will go underground, it'll jump to different cables and come in your house. Same with your telephone. If your telephone is hardwired coming in, we put one on that too. So we protect every point of entry coming into your home.
Protecting your house in 5 nanoseconds, all at one point. This isn't a 2-week operation. This isn't a 2-day operation. Bob Ross gets there, puts the lightning, the surge protection on the house. And I have said for a long, long time, every house should have surge protection. It is just the cheapest insurance you can have. And like Bob says, it extends the life of all your electronic equipment. If you haven't whole house surge protected your home, that's the very first thing you should do. Second thing you should do is get a whole house energy audit. Bob Ross of Lightning Busters, give us your number one more time.
480-229-2646.
Get your house surge protected now and have Bob, while he's there, do a full assessment on the lightning protection that we would also highly, highly recommend.
Coming up next hour.
Oh,
hey. There's our baseball sound effect. That must mean it's time to give away our D-backs tickets. There is a trivia question in our weekly newsletter that goes out on Thursday about the Arizona Diamondbacks. If you know the answer to that question, now is your time to text in. And between now and the end of this break, everyone that enters will be drawn at random. And you'll be going to see Game 45 against the Rockies. Didn't we just sweep them?
Well, they spanked us one night, and then we came back and clobbered them.
Oh, okay, good. So that'll be, I think it's the next Sunday. So there'll be plenty of time to get you the tickets. And these are great seats, 13th row, seats 7 and 8. You're right above the dugout, and you get a parking pass. That is quite convenient. When you park in that garage, you just walk across
it
the skyline
is.
Right
All
in your
right.
seat.
There you go. So great seats, great tickets. When we come back, 10 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking barbecue. You think you got a good barbecue? I can outbrag you 10 to 1, I promise you. And we'll have a special guest here from Barbecues Galore. Let's talk barbecue. Get online now at 1-888-767-4348. Barbecuing with Rosie on the House.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.